Right, come on, let's go and see Sally then. You'll have to come out this way because there's lots of cars on the road. One, two, three. Be careful and walk. Oh, it's very pretty. Oh. Yeah, just stop. Go on then, off you go in the house. Rather sarcastic. I said to her,
Oh, you're still alive then? You have to say, well, you haven't rang me because I thought it was about time I rang you.
What did she say?
Yes, she said, we're going out to a dinner party tonight. Oh, God, here we are.
Oh, well, I'm pleased about that. I'm just waiting for the wedding bells. I said to Rob, I said, well, if they can't get anyone to witness it, I said, we'll be there. I said, he said, well, he said, you're partly responsible. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, you're the one who kept saying, go for it, go for it. He said, if it don't work, he said, so he's only got you to blame.
Really good. What are you doing on Saturday night?
I don't think we've got anything on Saturday night. Sunday night we've got Graham and Janet from Dursingham coming over for lunch. Mum said, why do you invite them? I said, you know, it's that sort of time of year when you sort of have all sorts of people there.
Yeah.
But I mean, she's so pathetic. When I said to her, you're going to come over for lunch, I mean, we have them over every year, sort of Christmas time. Although we never get invited
it's
back.
They're so classist, darling.
We never get invited back, you know, I think they haven't disinfected.
We will have you around here. We think we're having a party. Like a leaving party.
Rob said, you know what, we won't get to this year. One of Sally's Christmas party. Really brilliant.
I think we will have one. We toyed with the idea of having one on the 21st of this month. But if we do... But now that we've got someone interested in the house, I don't think we will. I think we'll wait.
Wait till New Year, when everyone's finished partying.
Yeah. Might have a game going
on. Make it an engagement party, Sally. Woo! Come on, getting right excited about
Charlotte
this.
Charlotte and Joseph. Can you remember Charlotte and Joseph? That's Will, Charlotte. Yeah?
Yeah, we got them coming over on Sunday, and she said, oh, don't do anything special, she said, just do some sandwiches. You invite someone over for Sunday lunch, because she's a vegetarian, except for she eats chicken. How the devil do you get a vegetarian who eats chicken? I said to Rob, I said, it's just an excuse to have chicken every Sunday for lunch so they can save some money, you know.
Yeah, more than likely.
So I've decided I'm going to do something called Sunshine Chicken, which is just chicken. Chicken casserole, a bit different. She doesn't drink alcohol, so I can't do anything in wine. So I'm doing that. I'm doing four portions of chicken for that because the daughter eats chicken.
And I'm doing
a sausage meatloaf with bacon and bits and pieces.
Oh,
jack of potatoes.
What, instead of just doing sausage? That's a good idea.
Yeah. What else am I doing?
Oh, cool dude.
Vegetable curry I'm doing. And there's something else in the savoury line. There's four things in the savoury. Something that went with salad, so what was that?
We're going to a party on Saturday night. It's my friend's birthday, so I'll see if I can get an invite.
Oh my god.
Over at Rachel Farm. You can go back there, Saturday.
Yeah, just let me make sure I can get a babysitter. It just depends what Mum and Dad are up to. I know they should have been out Friday night.
Is your Mum Mrs. E?
No, B.
Because there was a Mrs. E Brooks, 160 quid on the Kingsley Lottery.
Okay. I won a bottle of wine like yesterday.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
The children had a craft stall and a cake stall to raise money for the Christmas party and Father Christmas so it doesn't have to come out of council fund. And Jane presented me with a bottle of wine this morning when she took bottle of sherry.
Sherry tin.
Yeah. Crop as well, you know, I mean, oh, we're way here. I got quite into port though. I finished that bottle of port by Tuesday night.
We drink port around
here. I'd gone off of it until we opened that one on Sunday when you came over. And I finished it by Tuesday night. I was getting quite hooked on it.
Yeah,
I thought this is no good. Well, was Playbus good today?
Yeah.
Yeah? Who was on it today? What was today? Thursday.
Was it the Wybird?
It was Patch Stop today, was it?
Was it?
Was it the Patch Stop?
Speak properly. Panny head.
She's going to a stage, she talked about Katie. Katie's going to a stage of it's all sort of pathetic. Oh yes, hello Joseph. And
And she said, "Daddy."
Said daddy.
Pardon?
Daddy. Daddy roll.
And I go, "Pardon?" And she goes, "Daddy."
I think Hannah's got a pinafore.
No, it's shorts. Culottes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hannah's got to go through to hospital on the 6th of January.
Oh, how's she getting on?
All right. She can't eat a lot. But she's walking around and talking now. Is it all right? Then she will.
But this one's still not on his feet. You've obviously noticed. He'll walk about when you hold his hand.
Yeah.
But he just
He'll
won't
go when
go.
he's ready, won't he? He's got to take such
But
big
he's
strides
so
because of
heavy.
his tall feet.
Lunderbuss.
Yes, I'll talk about you.
You got a
You
big
know I am
tummy.
as well, don't you?
You got a big tummy.
Give it back to Charlotte to play with and let her play with it.
Oh, it clock's wrong, I hope, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's all right.
It's 20:30 AM.
Right, as long as I've gone by or leaving here by 11. You give me a half hour to get home.
I go to Tesco's this afternoon, my mum's at school.
Oh.
So I ordered a Hubbard today. I don't have a Hubbard even, do
Oh.
I?
But mine's been let out for quite a while. Oh, the roof goes on this weekend.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Put, the rafter should be there on Friday. Have one of these.
Fantastic.
The rafter should be on Friday.
Oh, brilliant.
So they've put those
Jason was really impressed with the house.
I don't think it's that big. And Dick came over the other day and he
You wait
went
till you get in there.
Yeah. And he went up the plot and he came back and he said, "God," he said, "I suppose the old coal shed the Hebes have got." I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Looks like a brick house." He meant mum and dad's house.
Oh, did
He said
he?
it looked so small.
Yeah, it does actually.
Dad said if many more big lorries go by, he said, "We'll see," he said, "we'll be building the new bungalow on the insurance claim."
Why is their house, does their house shake?
Yeah, and they've got some hell of sized cracks in there.
Yeah. They're not on a rafter, I suppose, are
They
they?
are nothing. I mean, it's over 100 years old, so it's just, it's like peekaboo food, just built on soil.
I don't know where we'll move to. It'll probably be out that way somewhere.
I hope so. It'd be really good. Yeah, well, he's out that way, isn't he, so.
Although he doesn't often work in Durrington.
But he has
No, but like we set aside half 5, you know, in the morning. So that he can leave here by about 5:30 to be over there by half 7. And he's normally late anyway. Like this morning he went off without his breakfast. But he's still up. It takes me long.
Rob was in London yesterday. And he should have been at home today, but he had to go back to London again. So that didn't please him very much. He's given
No,
up
don't snatch. Let Charlotte
smoking.
wash it. Rob? Why?
He gave up yesterday. No, that's a lie, actually. It was Monday. He hasn't had one since Monday night.
I've got potty tummy.
And he made me feel right guilty yesterday, so I've finished my packet about 3 o'clock. So I didn't have any till 3 o'clock. And then I got this morning. God, I can't cope with this. And I lasted until 9:30. I thought,
you've got to go down the shop.
Talk to the cat. And I thought, no, it's no good. Then I'm going to have to hide this packet up. Who does the cat understand you, my love?
I think Simon's having a short day. He and my mother have arranged it all. She's invited them down there for Christmas Eve.
Oh, well.
Stay over here.
Let them get on with it, Sally.
Yeah, I couldn't even fight the thought that she'd ask him at the least and not me. Do you know what I mean? It really upset me. But then.
Well, it'd be nice for you and Jason to have Christmas on your own. I know it'll be quiet, but
we won't stay here.
That's what I mean, you'll be able to go away.
Yeah.
And I think that's the trouble with Christmas. I said to Rob, in a way, I said, I hope when I get to Mum and Dad's age, I won't expect my children to think, oh God, we've got to go there for Christmas. You know, I said, I'd love to just once take the kids away and go somewhere for Christmas, but I mean, it's expected. I mean, they all come to ours anyway, so. But,
When I think about it, I think we might even go to Germany to see my sister because mum's not treating her, so it might be good to see her. But I can't get in touch with her at the moment because I don't have a phone number or her address.
You.
I've been invited down to his sister's Christmas Eve. She lives somewhere near Spalding. They've got this brilliant pub down there called The Packet Ship. It's Christmas Eve, and then over to his mum and dad's for Christmas Day, but whether we'll be there or not, I don't know. I would want to stay here.
Oh, well, if they've organised Christmas, let them get on with it.
Really piss me off. But never mind.
Course, the first bit of peace and quiet. It's amazing what sweets will do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You cheeky little monkey. Oh, what, you mean here? He's got a black eye. Yeah, he dropped it. He was slowly putting things up on the kitchen table and dropped it. Luckily, it just caught the bottom of his eye.
Who offered a job, Joe?
Who by?
He won't believe it.
Not Bernie.
Oh, no.
Did they ever come back to you?
No. Ian said to come back to me.
I thought of him on the way here. I saw loads of for sale signs, but I didn't see any in Rebel ones.
Oh.
This part of the conversation has been wiped off. It will continue in a few minutes.
Right, have you got some tape? Can we just keep the noise down for 5 seconds and just take the noise of this bit of the conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You want some toast? I'll make you some toast. Let me watch the clock. What, my love? Pardon? Right, Joseph, do you want some toast? You think you're just going to chase Charlotte about the room, do you? What's happened to Sesame Street? See where we are in this tape. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that nice? Good boy.
Well.
You want some more? What do you say? You say please.
Mind you, I can't talk. I looked in the mirror a couple of weeks ago, my eyes were, I mean, admittedly,
oh,
I've had a rough time with these. And my eyes under here were black.
Mine are most of the time.
I thought, God, I've got to do something. I looked in the mirror and I thought, Jill, this is disgusting. Yeah,
it's
really
horrible,
is.
Isn't it, sometimes?
So, I went out and I had my hair, oh, I've had my hair permed again, but you can't tell, so I just put a brush through it. And I went up to my mum's and she got a load of Clinique makeup. And she said, if there's anything in that bag you want, she said, you better have it. So
<girl.">
went through it. We see the kids destroyed all mine, they put it all in the bath. And I mean, lipstick at 10 quid a time away, it was 7 quid a time. So I went through and Mary had a rummage through and she got this moisture surge. I thought, oh, what's this? And it says for removing lines. I thought, right, I'll be back with this. So So I've been putting it under there and round here and everywhere. And I went over to Dick and Sue's on Saturday and she said,
good.
You know what, she said, you look really good. I thought, oh, I wouldn't know what it is.
What's it called?
It's Moisture Surge and it's by Clinique.
Oh,
well, I don't know, this was just a sample pot. But it was one that she, if you buy, sometimes during the year, if you buy makeup, you get a freebie gift thing. And it was in one of those.
Oh,
I've
got
it
here. Quick.
And she said, my eyes really sparkled. She said, it's the first time I've seen them sparkle for a long while. So I'm right chuffed about that. Oh, that's pretty. Charlotte and Benjamin found their Christmas presents the other day.
Did they?
Yep.
I was
in the loo and they went into the office and I could hear this rummaging of paper and I thought they got a club book. I wasn't thinking it's not, but when I come out they got both of them out of the boxes.
No.
Ben had got a Mr. Luke's or something garage thing.
And so he saw as well.
Yeah. And I brought her a Mr. someone or other fly bus. And when I come out of the loo, he was playing with the bus going, whee! He was having a great time with that. So I said to her, I think that's for Charlotte. No, I don't like it. I want the house, meaning the garage. So I've gone out now and brought her a circus. Because when Ben went to nursery this morning, he wanted the box out of the office. So I said, no, you're not. I said, Father Christmas is going to come and collect that. I said, he's going to wrap it. And I said, he's going to come and deliver it. No. Oh, God, so I'm going to have to get them out of the house.
Well, we've had all this trauma about it, you know, because I said to Sam, I said, where do you want to be for Christmas? He said, well, we don't see that much of Daddy or Nan and Grandad. And Nan and Grandad said they would see us on Christmas Day if we were to stay here. And Rachel and Stephen wouldn't come up if we were to stay here on Christmas Day. Simon gave him a fit. forgot that you were coming to collect them. He said, I know, I can see that. You're having a really good time, aren't you? I've got bottles everywhere and all the plates everywhere. The kids were running around today. So I quickly got them done. And I said, have you got, did you bring the cheque round? And he said, no, I forgot about it, sorry. No, I completely forgot about it, sorry. I'm very glad they didn't agree. I mean, he posted it through my head.
Well, he's the one who's done it. And what he, I bet what he doesn't like about it is that you're not running back to him saying, oh, Simon, come back to me, I need you.
It's got two women at the moment. Oh. Gwyn, my supposed friend, is fixing him up.
Well, looking at the next day distribution centre then, are we?
Wait.
Actually, this is getting quite frightening, this AIDS luck.
AIDS, yeah.
I mean, Rob was saying he watched a documentary on it the other night, and he said he even tried kissing someone now. And if you're going to a cafe, they haven't. It's now been connected to saliva. It's by kissing someone, you can. No. No. And they said it's getting quite serious now, because apparently how this came up was there's four cases where the people have lived an absolutely normal, pure life.
Yeah.
And the only thing that they've done is either kiss somebody at Christmas or whatever, you know, or drank out of someone's dirty cup. And that's the only thing they can put it down to. That's quite frightening when it gets to things like that.
I'm sorry, yeah.
What, my love? No, you don't want that. But you'll make a lovely train here. We're going to stay out at a hotel on the 19th of December.
Oh, are you?
Wait a second, how are you doing, Rob? We're going to Horsham for the Christmas party. The work's Christmas party. And the hotel where Rob stopped at last time when he was down in Horsham, that's where the Christmas party's been held this year. So whilst he was there, he booked up a double room for the night. So, because the woman at the hotel said, actually, he's got a double room this time, not a single.
Ah, yeah.
So, because he said, yes, I'm bringing my wife, she said, yeah, she said, how many times have I heard that?
Oh, no.
It could be really embarrassing. So, we're going to stop over the night and come home Friday morning. So, mum and dad are staying the night.
Stay the night at yours?
Yeah. Get the kids organised. And that's Ben's last day at nursery, so. So we should be home by the time we get to home.
Oh, that'll be lovely.
So, well, I haven't got anything to wear yet.
Oh,
you
should also...
Oh, did he?
Which I like good. Get some breath. I said if Jill could come as well.
Yeah, he's got my bodyguard. So when's he having that?
Oh, I don't know.
Or is this his office?
Yeah.
So is it lunchtime do?
I said, is it lunchtime do? He said, well, normally. He said, if you're going to come, I'll have it in the evening.
No.
Oh, I wouldn't go anywhere.
No.
He knows that as well.
No. Not that one.
I wouldn't.
I don't laugh if you said, yes, I'm coming, you went to the evening and didn't turn up.
Yeah.
I don't think you've got anything to worry about. Have you seen the advert for Baby Sham? No, I haven't really. The advert for Baby Sham. So they're running on about true romantics and they go through all these different situations. And this woman's marrying this guy and she must be 55 and he's about 23, 24. And Rob turned around the other day and said, Sally thinks she's got something to worry about.
I haven't now, because, I mean, when you get to know Jason, like, he's not a normal 22-year-old. He's way beyond 22. But...
Does he want to go out?
Yeah. At the same time, I'm aware of the fact that he's maybe on a learning curve, do you know what I mean? I mean, even his friend that came round on Sunday, Matt, he's 6'7" tall, Jason's quite a bit. He's 20, and you'd think he was 30 plus.
Oh, I might come in. Stop me doing that.
And I'll get this for Charlotte.
What do you want?
Bread.
Yes, with what?
A bread.
Where's the top to the
He's got it.
He's got it, has he?
Oh, has it? What do you want on it?
Hamburger.
Get down there so I can do it. Well, you'd have thought it was gonna snow a couple of weeks ago.
Do you want some bread and butter and jam, Charlotte?
Yep.
Please. See, food and I are great friends.
Actually, I'll give him paper plates, though, won't I?
Yeah.
Move out of the way, then.
Pepper.
Paper, yes.
Pepper.
Oh, what's the time, sir?
Pepper.
11 o'clock.
Oh, God.
Why you got to do it?
Because Ben will be home at 11:30 and then he'll be home by then. Yeah, Sally's been doing the cake in the car. Yes, as I was saying, we had Ross said it was gonna snow. We had roast dinner.
Charlotte, don't aggravate him.
We had roast lunch. And I washed up by 2 o'clock. And that's the first time since we've been married that I've been able to actually cook loads of dinner. Washed up by 2 o'clock.
Was that on Sunday?
Yeah.
Well, this Sunday we left all washing up. That was Dawn left at 8:30. We were in bed by 8:45 and I came down and this one was at 9 o'clock. You don't want jam on your
I like it.
You do want jam or not?
No, I want just butter.
You just want butter?
This mum.
There's yours then. Sit up.
Stay sober on New Year's Day then. You've got to travel down there on the second.
No, I've got to go to King's Lynn on the second.
Oh, King's Lynn. Oh, that's not too bad.
I want some on my mum.
Oh, I knew this. I get this every tea time.
Try it on one and see if you like it. Yeah?
I'm going through a stage where I'm cooking them lunch and then I just have
Is he alright like that one?
Yeah. Put it there and he'll finger it. Hurry up! Then hurry up and eat because we've got to go. And they have sandwiches or something for tea. And you give one something, they say no, I don't want it. And then when the other one is, like, can I have it?
You're dipping your finger in it.
Yeah. Graham and Janet's little boy's got a murmur, a heart murmur.
Mm-mm. And what have they said about that?
They're not doing anything about it.
No, they probably weren't that
house. I mean, he's been for all tests and God knows what else. What are
fish.
They?
Fish. What's that called?
Charlotte. She's a girl, not a bat. She's like a tiger, is she? Is she pretty? Is she pretty? What? Tell Jill, where do you go this afternoon? Hello. The original slug.
Look, Charlotte can't do anything without being messy. The other morning, I went to school to pick Ben up, and I put her in the car. And she was lovely and clean, and I give her a biscuit. By the time we got there, it all. I mean, it's only a plain biscuit, but it all dried all the way around it.
Yeah, but yesterday morning, that was all over his face. All over his jumper, all around his face, all in his hair. You're a slob. S-L-O-B slob. Should I go get Hattie? Yeah?
I've got to sit on here.
That's right, you sit on there and I'll get these kitties together. No, Joseph. Right, you're going to hurry up and eat that because we've got to go, sweetheart. Where's the baby gone? Oh, he's here. Right, let me go and put Joseph in the car. You sit, yeah, you sit still for a minute and eat. Baby in the car, and I'll be back to you in a minute. All right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You sit there and eat that.
Tomorrow afternoon then.
I should be there as far as I know. In the meantime, I'll have a word with Mum and Dad if they're free.
Happy birthday!
Right, bye bye then, sweetheart.
Bye. Say bye bye.
Bye bye, darling.
Say bye.
So have a quiet word go and
Bye.
Will's now gonna show off for you.
Yes.
Right, we'll see
Lovely
you
to
soon.
meet you.
Yes,
Yeah,
well, I thought I'd
thank
just
you.
nip in, let you know I'm still alive.
Yes.
Talk
Bye.
to you later.
Bye.
Just should do the door. Right, off we go. Where are you going? Right, now we've got to hurry up and get home. We're late. So what's new, Mummy? Right, let's go and get Benjamin, shall we? Right, one for you. Oh, hang on. This is a chocolate one. That one's for you. That one's for you. Right. Off we go. Was that nice thing, Sam?